I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious groups note grave concern over the loss of freedoms in Russia, but believers are training on how to live with grace under fire. We'll flesh that story out today. Plus, the skies are proclaiming the work of his hands, quite literally, in Bonaire. More on that in about 3 minutes. But first, Russia is under intense scrutiny by the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. Not only has it been named a country of particular concern, but also the U.S. CIRF commissioner told the government to stop equating peaceful religious behavior with terrorism. Mission Eurasia's Paul Tokarczuk details some of the pressure.
What used to be a freedom for speech, now it's a number of limitations, number of laws that minimize some threats to local churches in terms of freedom of speech, freedom of publicly speaking about beliefs.
Russia also recently banned Jehovah's Witnesses and equated them with terrorists. Under that logic,
who would be next in terms of some other evangelical churches, those that already in the country existing for more than 140 years, that's another threat, another concern that we're pretty much anxious about that.
But Mission Eurasia is already preparing for a challenging future. They're training young church leaders through Schools Without Walls and a next-gen initiative.
More than ever, Russia needs the Word of God, and especially young generation. And please pray that this upcoming summer, we will reach several thousand kids through Bible Camp Ministry.
Next, what if one project could reach more than 50 million people with the gospel of Christ? Bernard Oosterhoff of Transworld Radio says the Bonaire Power Up project is going to do exactly that.
Currently, we are broadcasting with 100 kilowatts, and we will increase it to 450 kilowatts. And with that, we will basically double our reach.
That means quality Christian radio across Cuba and into Colombia and Brazil. The project was started in 2014, and now the last transmitter's on its way. Still, TWR's work isn't done.
It's not like if you just broadcast that people will tune in. We have to do a lot more. We have to publish the radio frequency.
Even when people know how to get the frequencies, the job's not done. Oosterhoff says it's up to God to move hearts and change lives. And this radio will help open eyes to his glory.
It's very important to speak to the people, to their hearts, and speak in their own language.
The project still needs funds before it can be completely finished. And TWR is asking for your prayer and support in the final months of the project. Get the details at missionnews.org.
When I see the towers of Transworld Radio here on Bonaire, I see really that the heavens declare the glory of God and the skies proclaim the work of his hands.
And finally, every child deserves to grow up in a safe and nurturing environment. But sadly, that's something that many kids will never experience. AMG International is one group that's working to change that. Its Bridge to Life Child Sponsorship Program provides kids with the support and tools that they need to thrive in life. AMG's Jimmy Myers.
At whatever stage and age we enter a child's life and we connect with them, our goal is to introduce them to Jesus Christ and that they can go from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, and then to disciple them and to do everything we can to help care for their physical, mental, emotional, and social needs.
AMG has 56 Bridge to Life centers in 10 different countries. They provide vulnerable children with housing, food, emotional support, education, and even scholarship opportunities. And it's changing lives.
I know that particularly, for example, when I sponsored a young lady in Guatemala, we started fairly young, my wife and I did, with her. And we've really seen her progress, both just in spiritual maturity, she came to Christ, and also in her intellectual maturity.
AMG is helping to change those lives, but it needs people like you to help keep it going. You can learn how to sponsor a child yourself or find other ways to get involved. The details are at our website. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us on iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.